And that was Days of Wine by the Shilohs. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is your host, UC. You're listening to the Student Special Hour. And in the studio today, I have a group of very special people from... Where are you guys from? from Place Vanier. And they're the cast of the musical The Rent.
Yes.
Do you want Rent. To? Oh, Rent. Sorry, not The Rent. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves first? Start off with?
I'm Steven. I'm the conductor.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and I am one of the directors.
Hi, I'm a different Steven, and I play Mark in the musical.
Hi, I'm Drew, and I play Maureen.
Hi, I'm Taylor, and I am the artistic director.
Hi, I'm Kristen, and I'm the musical coordinator.
Hi, I'm Joy, and I'm one of the members of the ensemble.
And I'm Benita, and I'm another member of the ensemble.
Welcome! Yay! So, can you guys tell me a little bit about Rent?
Well, it's a pretty big place to start, but it's a great show, and... We've been working on it since November, mm-hmm. and it's really come together a lot since January, doing lots of rehearsals and really becoming friends and growing closer and learning about what Rent really is about, too.
Okay, so without spoiling the plot, can you give me a little bit of what's going on in the play or in the musical?
All right, so Rent is a production... really about human connection, I think. There's a lot of relationships between the members of the cast in the musical, and...
It's set in the 90s in New York City, and it's about a group of friends who are sort of living the bohemian life, as they might put it. And so it's just... sort of a year's worth of life through their eyes.
Yeah, there's some funny moments, there are some not so funny moments, and it's a really great production, so do come out and see it.
Okay, so when is this production playing, if I were to come and see it?
Does it's then? Playing March 5th, 6th, and 7th at about 7:30 in the evening. And it'll be in Place Vanier in the ballroom, and that's on UBC campus, so should be easy for residents to come out and for people from all over, too.
Yeah, so is this is there an entrance fee to this awesome...
There are. Tickets are $8, a small price to pay for the amount of talented people we have on stage, and they'll be available at the door if you are coming just on that day, or they'll be available in the Commons Walk in Vanier if you happen to be a resident and want to drop by.
Wow, awesome. So is this like a yearly thing, tradition, that Vanier does?
Yeah.
I love that one sentence. Yeah.
So every year, the Vanier residents, along with some Vanier residents' advisors, put on a musical, and they ask other residents to vote for it. And then after coming to a decision, yeah, it's pretty much all residents run.
Oh, wow. So it seems like there is a big cast here. Is there, how many people are in the studio today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight of you.
Yeah.
Is that the whole cast, or do you have so much more?
The cast is about, is it about 30 people?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, in that range.
In addition, we have a 5-person band plus me, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really cool. What kind of instruments do you guys play in that band?
In the band, we have one guitarist, one bassist, two pianists, and a drummer. So it's a pretty nice, small, rock band.
Small rock band, wow. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure there's bound to be some, funny stories or some awkward situations that you guys ran into while you were rehearsing. Do you have any stories that you can share with us today?
I have one. So there, in the musical, there are three different relationships between the main characters, and there's two men that are together, two women that are together, and then a man and a woman, and I am the odd man out. And so one day I decided to change it up a little bit, and so every scene that I walked in on with the one of the men, I'd be holding hands with them instead of the woman. So I was stealing their relationship so I could feel a little more a part of the crowd.
So how did that work out? Did the girl get jealous?
Probably. I mean, we're a pretty handsome men. The directors didn't like it, so they took it.
No, we definitely didn't.
Just to clarify, I don't think we actually knew what was going on. I think I was a little bit confused, and now I know what was happening during that rehearsal.
I noticed in the last two numbers, because we were running one act, and noticed in the last two numbers, and I was totally confused. I thought they were just trying to pull a gag, and I guess they were.
There are also a couple tables in the set that we have, and so there are instances in which we dance on them or stand on them, what have you. So the table we were using this particular day happened to collapse while people were on it, and one of the leading ladies sustained a bruise on her on her leg, I think. But it was more terrifying than it was actually dangerous, thankfully. But yeah, that was definitely a notable moment in rehearsal history.
And we fixed the table after that.
Good to hear.
There's some, just from a directorial kind of thing. My co-director, Nikita Day, we've been working a lot together, and we sometimes block out a lot of the scenes, most of the scenes, except the ones that our choreographer has done. And we often act them out, pretending we are the actors, and we sing along to the parts. And we are not necessarily singers, so it can be funny to watch.
Wow, so it seems like, well, obviously, because it's a musical, so there's bound to be, music and singers, and so how do you guys pick the songs? Do you just pick them, does it come with the script, or do you guys, kind of find what fits the scene?
Yeah, so the script has all the songs in it, and this musical is a little different than most. It actually, almost the entire thing is sung, even the parts that aren't songs, that are just, dialogue, even those parts are sung.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's almost like an opera in the way that the whole thing is sung, but it's like a rock musical. So,
wow, rock on! So, did you run into any trouble while you were practicing? Because it's kind of hard. Well, I think it's hard to remember the lyrics and the tune, kind of. If you know.
Yeah, no, there's a lot that we all have to memorize. There's a ton of songs and. Some of the parts, because of the range, some of the guys have really really high parts, so we've had to modify some of the vocal lines so that they fit better with the people that we have in our cast. So it's been a challenge, but it's definitely coming together, and it really sounds really good.
Wow, that sounds so interesting. Were there any squeaky voices, like, that you can hit?
I think sometimes when you're just starting to learn the material, it's hard not to get a couple squeaky parts or, you know, parts where you're still not too sure about. But I don't know, we've come a long way since first rehearsals. So, yeah.
Talking about music, do you guys want to, or does everyone want to give us a demo of maybe a little piece that you'll be singing?
Sure, yeah, we'd love to.
We will come back right after this commercial break, so don't go anywhere! Or, yeah, come back. Actually, I lied. Don't go anywhere.
Ocean, border, sub, urban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, mestizo, Métis, Cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM as we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
CITR's annual fundraiser kicks off this February 26th at UBC's Pit Pub. Is CITR your favorite radio station? Do you feel an intense desire to support its continuing mission to provide alternative programming that you literally will not hear anywhere else? Maybe you answered yes, or maybe you just like to get wild and listen to good music. Either way, this event promises to provide all that and more. Featuring Ace Martins, Atsy, Tits and Bread, Listening Party, and student DJs between bands. Admission is $5 or $3 for CITR members and club affiliates. All proceeds go towards CITR's 2015 fund drive, running from February 26th to March 6th. Of some symptom.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And we are back. In the studio, we have the cast of Rent, a musical from Place Vanier that is going on March 3rd, March 5th, 6th, and 7th in the Vanier Ballroom. And now we have two cast members, Stephen and Drew, who are going to be doing a duet of Seasons of Love. Enjoy. We might be running in some technical difficulties, so we will... Oh, never mind.
525,600 minutes. 525,000 moments, oh dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year?
Of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter, in strife, in 525,600 minutes, how do you measure a year in the life?
How about love? How about love? Seasons of love. Seasons of love.
525,600 minutes. 525,000 journeys to the land. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure the life of a woman or a man?
In truths that she learned, or in times that he cried, in bridges he burned, or the way that she died. It's time now to sing out, though the story never ends. Let's celebrate and remember a year in the life of friends. Remember the love. Remember the love. Remember the love. Measuring love. Seasons of love. Seasons of love.
Wow, that sounded amazing, guys. So I'm assuming in the musical you guys are a couple?
Au contraire. We are an ex-couple. We begin the show with Mark having just been dumped by me.
Because she had decided that she preferred women.
Indeed.
Interesting. So that was Seasons of Love, sung by Rent, the cast from Place Vanier. And tell me if I'm getting this wrong, but you guys are all first-year students at UBC?
Yes, we are. Yeah, even the directors are first years. One of the artistic directors and the manager of the band are both RAs, so they're residence advisors in second or third or fourth year. And the producer is in fifth year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. As first-year residents and as first-year students, do you guys want to maybe share a little bit about your experience on the cast? Maybe start with telling the listeners your name, your position, your name, what you're doing, and how, and what your experience is like.
Okay, well, I'm Joy, and as I said, I'm one of the members of the ensemble, and mm-hmm. I originally joined Rent because I wanted to find a way to make friends outside of my classes because there were 100, 300 people, and it's hard to connect with people in classes that big. So I joined Rent because I wanted to make more friends, become closer with people, and I feel like Rent has definitely done that for me. I feel really close to my cast. I feel like we're a bit of a family, and I've just really enjoyed it.
Wow, that sounds amazing. It's definitely hard. I understand, because especially in such a big faculty and transferring from high school to university, the transition can be really, really tough. And I guess now you guys are like family, and that's really awesome.
So I'm Vanita, and I'm also another member of the ensemble, and I joined the musical because a lot of my friends just kind of encouraged me to step out of my comfort zone, and I definitely did that, and I don't regret it at all. As Joy said, we are like a big family, and it kind of gives another joy to living on Res, where we all kind of, we just all meet after classes and just hang out, do our thing, and we all have that common purpose of singing and acting and having fun together, meeting new people and putting on a production. So it's pretty great.
Anyone want to volunteer?
Well, I have had a couple earlier experiences with musical theater. I'm Drew. I also live right on Res, and I'm a first year. Coming to university and being able to be in another show was kind of nice because it it offered some continuity for me, at least, because I came from doing musical theater in high school to doing musical theater here. So it was just sort of comforting. And, you know, it's something to look forward to. Like, at you know, the end of the day, there's rehearsal and you get to see your friends and hang out and create something together, which is also really cool. You know, it's bonding. So
awesome. Yeah.
I'll just touch a little bit on the how close the cast is. Some of my best friends are people from Rent now, and every week, you know, Wednesdays we'll all get together and hang out and have a good time, and weekends, you know, when we're looking for something to do, we'll all spend time together, and sometimes we'll include the RAs in the production too. We'll go up and visit them, and it's a really great time. I love everyone that's in it, and it's a pleasure getting to know everyone better and spending time with them.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think just like for me at least. I'm Steven. Sorry, hi there, Steven. This is the conductor, Steven. The better Steven.
Wow, there's some rivalry going on right there.
For me, it's been great just working with the band and getting them to sound good with the cast. And it's, you know, it's a lot of work, but I think I like the work. And I like to be overbooked always. I don't know why. It's something that I, like, fall into personally, like, way too often. But as a person, I guess, just working with the cast is a lot.
I actually have something to say about the conductor. He's a cutie. he actually recently just ordered a conductor's book online, and he's been, like, reading through it to get tips on how to be a conductor, and then he went to the dining hall, and he got a chopstick, and he wants me to, like, paint it to so that it could be his, so he could use it to conduct. So, yeah, he pretty much breathes musical right now, as does everyone over here in this room. Yeah, it's become a big part of all of our lives.
It looks like you guys have been putting in so much effort for the past few months into this, and I can't wait to see the results. I'm actually going to your show. So everyone out there who's listening, you should definitely go check Rent out. It's happening on March 5th, 6th, and 7th in the Vanier Ballroom. Tickets are only $8. Only $8 to see what these guys have worked on for the past few months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the past few months. It'll be amazing. So I have a question for Steven.
Yeah.
The conductor. The better Steven.
That's right.
So are there any challenges? Well, obviously there are challenges, but what are like the most notable challenge that you've overcome conducting a live band? Because I know that people have minds of their own, well, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So they tend to go everywhere. Are there anything like a did anyone come out and just jazz throughout the whole session? Or
I mean, not really. The people in our band are really professional, and they do a really great job of playing the music that we provide. And it's definitely hard music. I'd say it's professional level, if not a little beyond that, music that they're playing. And they've put it together in, like, only a few rehearsals. Like, it's really impressive. The biggest problem that we've run into, me and Kirsten have run into, is trying to find a real guitarist. as you know, like, being in a rock band, you need a guitarist. And the problem with the way that the music was produced is that the music is not written in tabs, which is the form that most guitarists know how to read. It's written in, like, piano notation. So over winter break, we had, well, first of all, let me just say we've gone through 6 guitarists.
Okay.
we're on our 7th now.
Oh, wow.
So throwing together the guitar part has been, like, quite the struggle. And our first guitarist quit on us the day before I left for home in Colorado on reading break. And I decided at that moment that we needed to switch it up and change all of the music to tabs. so that the next guitarist could read it. So over my reading break and even into first semester, like, I probably spent close to 50 hours just reducing the music to tabs. And that was a lot of my life. It was a really exciting life. But other than that, I think we've found our guitarist now. And actually, he doesn't even read tabs. So that 50 hours that I spent was totally useless. But that's okay. Anything for Rent, right?
I'd just like to point out that the other Steven was the one that found the guitar player.
The true better Steven.
Gotcha. Yeah. I think we're missing one more person. Are we?
Oh.
Yes?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I'm Lauren, like I said before, and I'm directing. And similar to what Drew said, is I've been doing musical theater since I was like 12 years old, and I've always been the one on stage, and it's been a very interesting experience directing, and that's been a bit of a challenge because I often want to be on stage. But it's been really neat to use my knowledge of what my drama teachers have given me to give to my actors now. And sometimes it's been hard because they are first years, and I'm first year too, and some of them are even older than me because they took gap years and things like that. But it's been really great, and I'm actually really proud to say, like, they've become my friends, and, like, while they do such good work, they're also, like, so close to me and so close to my heart.
Wow.
Can I build on Lauren's experience just a little?
Yes, of course.
I'm the artistic director, so I've been with this since the day we chose it, and it has been difficult, and it's been really scary at moments because it is a huge piece to take on, but I like to think of myself as a mentor, but really all of this cast is pretty self-sufficient. They are incredibly talented and super gifted and so dedicated, and the last day before reading break, we had a four-hour rehearsal, and every single cast member was there and ready to work, and I am just honored to see the amazing actors that they've all grown into. So it's incredible what they've accomplished and what they've done.
Mm-hmm. But that sounds amazing. All I can say is that sounds amazing because the work you've done is truly amazing. So as an RA, what was your experience on set? And also as an artist director, apart from being proud of everyone and what they've accomplished, what have you kind of learned or kind of gain through the whole experience, would you say?
I think personally I have my finger in every pie a little bit. Costuming, I communicate with everyone, I make sure that I know what's going on all the time, and really my job is just to be there now and to watch them work. We have directors, vocal coaches, and a choreographer, and so they all do their own work. And I'm just kind of generally there to oversee everything and be a super proud human being. That's really my job at this point, is to just be proud of them.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add, Kristen?
Of course you do.
Yeah, so something I learned while being an RA was I've always, like, helped manage and coordinate things in the past, but it's never really been like this because Steven, my musical conductor, has pretty much just done everything himself. I'm just the person in his head shouting at him sometimes and just, like, communicating with other people and, like, shouting at them sometimes too. I don't really have to, like, push myself or really have to force them to do things. They pretty much just do everything themselves. I'm just this side person just urging them when they fall back sometimes. And I have to say, Taylor, the artistic director, and I, sometimes after rehearsal, we just kind of meet and we just sit and we just smile for minutes at an end. And we honestly have, like, nothing else to say because we're so, so proud of everything. Like, we've cried and we've laughed. And, like, during our meetings with the other RAs, everyone else just is like, yeah, things are great. And Taylor and I are just smiling. And, yeah.
We smile a lot.
A lot. yeah. And I think just seeing our actors and our musicians sometimes, for example, like, Taylor washed Taylor, I remember this one time, one of our big numbers is Rent, and Taylor was sitting down, and it was one of the first times they actually performed the entire song Rent, and she was just so proud of it. She was so proud. Everyone was just dancing and singing, and the energy was way up high, and she was just, she got so emotional. And I think just having those feels and just watching people grow is just great. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should be in this room right now, because it's like off the roof happiness in here. Everyone's smiling. There's so much love in this room. I feel so happy just being here. Thanks for coming on the air, guys. For the listeners out there, you should definitely go and check out Rent, which is playing on March 5th, 6th, and 7th yes. at the Place Vanier Ballroom. Tickets are $8, and we'll be back after this short commercial break.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca. Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder, and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Studying abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 25th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 1 p.m. to listen to our feature seminar. For more information, check out the website studyandgoabroad.com.
This is your captain speaking. Your next destination is...
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank at ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
And we are back with the cast of Rent. Rent is a musical that will be playing at Place Vanier Ballroom on March 5th, 6th, and 7th. Tickets are $8, and I'm here with the lovely cast. Where can I purchase a ticket for Rent? Anyone?
So, you can buy the tickets at the door. You could also stop by the Vanier Commons block sometime next week or the week after, which is the week of the musical nights, and you could just purchase them there.
Okay, so speaking of musicals, speaking of theater, do you guys have the set prepared already and costume?
We've actually done something really interesting with the set. We have a stage in the Vanier Ballroom, but we have taken it off the stage and we have put it on the floor, and we are doing theater in the thrust, which that is theater language for we have a three-sided audience.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, it's so we are reconstructing a stage on the floor, so we have to cover the floor, we have to build a set, and we have audience on all three sides. I hope it'll be an amazing experience for each one, and it allows the cast to get closer to the audience as well.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because I remember seeing Bard on the Beach, and basically it was, everyone was so, the cast member was so close to me, I could see their spit flying out when they were talking. I felt really up close and personal, and I quite enjoyed it. Not the spitting on me part, but it was very enjoyable. So switching between scenes, do you guys have any trouble doing that, because it's all set?
Can I let Lauren speak to that? She's our director, and she's really been, it's been an adventure for her, I think, directing in the thrust.
Yeah, so, well, in terms of, are you asking about set then, or?
Yes.
Okay, set. Well, we're still sort of building a bit of a set now, doing reading break, and there's some things that have to be moved in transitions, like tables and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we've gone over transitions over and over again, made sure they're good. But the real problem with, or real, not problem, I don't want to say problem, but the real obstacle we faced with theater and the thrust is blocking, which is theater terms for where you put actors on stage, and how they move and go from one place to the next. And it's been a bit of a struggle because we want people from every side of the audience to get the whole show. And so sometimes people are in the way of other people, but Taylor's been great because she's in theater herself. She's a theater student, and she's really been guiding Nikita and me so that we can learn and identify when the problems would arise. Mm-hmm. So as a result, we've now got a hang of it and being able to stop the problems before they happen, and it's really coming a long way.
Wow, seems like a very large learning curve, and you guys have...
Definitely.
Everyone has been really learning, climbing that curve.
Yeah.
That was so cheesy, I'm sorry. Now, who's in charge of costume? Are you still in charge of costume?
No, we actually have someone who's working on costumes herself. Mm-hmm. And just finding the pieces, like watching the musicals versions and trying to see what other shows have used for costumes and so we can work off it. And also what our creative team, what like our the directors and the choreographer and our vocal coaches, what we all think would work with each character.
Mm-hmm, definitely, yeah. According to the character's personality.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so this is set in the 1990s. So clothes are a little bit more flashy or conservative, or what are you guys thinking?
It's set in Bohemian New York, mm-hmm. So it's very, like, it can be laid back, so there's a lot of, like, we're looking at, like, the homeless life, so you see that kind of costuming as well, but then we also have some really bright and charismatic characters.
We may have a man wearing heels.
Yes.
And he wears them very well.
Dancing on tables with the heels, so not just wearing them. Spoiler!
Well, something to look forward to if you want to come see a man dance on tables with wearing high heels.
It's not that kind of show.
Anyway, so we've been talking about Rent the Musical for the past almost 40 minutes. Why did you guys choose Rent out of all the musicals that are out there? I know, I mean, I just watched Hairspray, and I'm a big fan. So why did you guys choose Rent out of all the musicals out there?
We brought in a list of musicals, and we kind of narrowed them down to three. And the two that I remember were Rent and Xana Don't. And just to clarify, I, the artistic director, actually voted against Rent.
Oh, interesting.
I regret it now. They're so amazing. But, the whole team really wasn't for playing it safe. They wanted to push the boundaries and see what we could do. And that's how we came to Rent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also thought that a lot of the other musicals that we were thinking of were sort of very easy. Not the musicals were easy, but that the topics in the musicals were very easy to understand and to relate to. And I feel like Rent has some tough topics that we really wanted people to be aware of and to be exposed to. And since we're just like entering university and it's a transitional period and we're all going to the real world and blah, 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 we thought that, it would be a really good experience.
Wow. Everything sounds so amazing. If you want to catch the Rent, students are performing on March 5th, 6th, and 7th in the Vanny Ballroom at 7:30. You can get tickets at the door for $8, or they go on sale next week?
When we come back from reading break.
Make sure to swing by Vanny if you want to get your hands on a pair of tickets first. So, before we head off, I want to play a little game of rapid-fire questions with the cast members. Or with everyone here. So, are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Okay!
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Favorite song, why?
The song called Goodbye, Love. It's very emotional. It's very sad. But the actors that are singing it do an incredible job of performing it and really conveying the emotion through the lyrics, and it's just beautiful.
Please state your name before you say.
I'm Stephen.
I'm Drew, and I like La Vie Boheme, which is a song in the first act. It's very high energy and kind of reflects the lifestyle that all our characters live. La Vie Boheme translates to the bohemian life. So it's sort of an ode to all things sort of taboo.
Interesting. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm Joy, and I'm in the ensemble. And my favorite is Seasons of Love, because I feel like it's one of those songs that everyone knows before they knew Rent. Like, I didn't know what Rent was, but I definitely knew Seasons of Love. And going into Rent already knowing that one song made me feel really solid in the musical.
And I'm Benita, and I'm also in the ensemble. I think my favorite would be the finale, just because at the very end, we all come together, and the way it's staged, it just reflects how all of the cast comes together at the very end from very diverse, different lifestyles, and just comes together to perform that last piece.
I'm Lauren, the director, and I have to say my favorite song is Will I? It has a beautiful line called, "Will I lose my dignity? Will someone care?" And just something, it just means, and for... like going through life, it's it's something that makes a lot of people wonder about, but it's such a lovely song because there is hope.
I'm Other Steven, and my favorite song is Halloween, which is sung by Other Steven, and I think he does a really good job singing it, and I really like conducting it because it's not difficult to conduct, but the music's really pretty, so I get to, like, sit back and just, like, relax.
Okay, favorite act?
I'd have to say Act 2 is my favorite. Act 1 is great, too. The whole thing is great. But Act 2, it's where all of the biggest kind of problems are really faced. Act 1 is more of like an introduction to what's going on, and then Act 2 has so much drama and so much heartfelt emotion, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Act 2, it's very beautiful, and it's heart-wrenching. It'll make the audience, you and the audience, you'll feel something. And that's beautiful about theater. Hopefully, feel something.
If we're doing our job right.
This is Conductor Steven, and I would agree, Act 2. It's brought me to tears.
Wow, we seem to all be in agreement. Act 2 is what you got to stick around for if you're going to come see the show.
So, sorry to interrupt. Is Act 2 the act before we go to intermission?
So there's only two acts. The first one's just kind of, like Steven said, an introductory to all the problems and just all the relationships, and just gives a background to everything. And then Act 2 is really where you just face everything, and you see where all the characters kind of come from and how they end up, and you just see all of their journeys play out.
Wow.
Yeah. Both acts are definitely beautiful, though. they're both amazing, and it's been been wonderful working on both of them. And I think when we say Act 2 is the one we prefer, it's because it builds up. The musical builds up. So
Act 2 is where the climax is at.
Mm. Yeah.
Would be Act 1 and then the intermission, and if you want some refreshments or anything. And then Act 2 is sort of the ending of the story.
So, speaking of intermission, I heard there's a silent auction going on in the intermission. What can anyone tell me about that?
Yeah, so we're planning on having a silent auction during the intermission where we're going to have a list of things that people would like to bid on.
We'll have some of the cast have offered up some things like a photography session or a serenade, and we also have some people that have brought in things like gift baskets of chocolate,
piece of pie.
Yeah.
Excuse me, a whole pie of your choice.
That's made by Conductor Steven, by the way.
So it's really a mishmash of auction items. And
And the reason for this auction is that we want to donate all the money that we raised to the crisis center.
We really felt that a big aspect of Rent was giving back, and the line that says living, that's kind of the motto of our musical, is living with disease and continuing your life when other things are going on. So we thought that would be a really good place to give to, and we're really excited about it.
So please come to the musical and bid on stuff.
Okay, so we are continuing with our rapid-fire questions. Well, I'm only going to give you guys 1 second. Okay, maybe two to answer the question, because it is a rapid-fire, right? Okay, favorite moment?
Angel on the table, dancing in heels.
Nice!
When I yell at one of the other guys.
Yeah,
you need it, rapid fire.
I'd have to go with Angel dancing.
My scene in La Vie Boheme where I kind of tell people their orders.
Probably when someone mentioned earlier, our friend Nick, who plays Angel in the show, he dances in heels, and it's he does it better than I can, so it's beautiful.
Favorite food? This should be an easy one. This is not even
go. Favorite. Pie.
Pizza.
Also pizza.
Pasta with meatless balls. That's actually that's a dish that's ordered in the show. So. Nice.
Pizza.
Chocolate cake.
Yes. Favorite character. Why?
I'm Drew. I play Maureen, but I would say my favorite character is actually probably Angel, the character that I mentioned earlier, because she is, she's really sort of the glue for the rest of the characters. They all kind of come together because of her, and it's really, really heartbreaking, when other things in the show happen, and so yeah, she's just a really, really incredible character to experience, especially as a fellow actor.
I'm gonna go with Mark because we're connected by Steven.
I'm gonna have to say Mimi, who is one of the main girls.
I'd say Joanne.
I'd say Angel as well. She's such a brave person, and that's why.
Ooh. The blanket person is one of my favorites.
Who's the blanket? What?
That's a surprise, and you'll have to come see. Because the blanket person is pretty fabulous.
Yes.
Okay. Now there's something to look forward to other than men in high heels. Favorite warm-up?
Sometimes Taylor, our artistic director, has us run around the room and just either that or like walk around making eye contact with people, you know, smiling or I guess sometimes frowning. It's just a fun way to kind of start off rehearsal and get your acting juices flowing.
if you can't see, which you probably can't, but we have some dancing in here.
Yeah, one day before we were gonna choreograph a dance number. Our creative director Taylor, she got us all to get up and dance to, I think it was Spanish salsa music, and that was crazy. And she had us all, like even me, the director, like I had to go up and dance, and it was terrifying, but it was wonderful at the same time. It gets your energy up. It really does.
I'm an acting major, actually, at the BFA program at UBC, and so this is kind of how I start my days in class, so I'm bringing that into rehearsal.
Wow. Okay, so cue the salsa music. We're going to have a dance-off in here.
Oh, goodness. As a conductor, like, we don't really have warm-ups with the band because it's not wind instruments, per se. So, as a warm-up for myself, sometimes I just look in my mirror and conduct myself. I'm not even joking. I do that for maybe 2 hours a day.
Do you, like, draw on the mirror a little mustache and a tuxedo for yourself?
Okay. Most awkward moment. And I mean awkward.
Oh, man. There's kissing in our musical. And so Taylor came up with this idea of having a kissing rehearsal where it was quite fabulous, but Nikita and I, the two directors, and Taylor, the artistic director, we came in and we went with, I think it was 20 minutes each, for each pair, each three of the pairs, and we went over all their kisses. And we would count and say, like, okay, you have to hold it for 4 seconds. But they'd hold it for, like, half a second or, like, 1 second. And then we'd have to say, no, one, like, two, three, four. And it was very interesting experience. But at the same time, like, I think Nikita and I were red in the face because we were just, like, watching people and sitting there watching people make out on stage.
Every so often I would try to demonstrate by, like, getting up in their faces and be like, this is what I want from you. And
it was often me, like, Taylor would come up right to me and, like, hold my face and, like, go close. I was like, okay.
It was interesting being an actor, like, you know, seeing their perspectives is also interesting because they're the directors. But as an actor, you know, kissing has never been so technical. And, like, you know, it's very well staged, I guess you could say. But hopefully the realness of the emotion and the relationships comes across in the actual show when we do it.
As the conductor, I had kind of a funny story about this. on our rehearsal before we went to reading break, there is one song where I was conducting, and I gave a cutoff. And at the end of the song, Mimi and
Roger.
And Mimi and Roger are kissing. And they're, I think there are lines. There's like spoken lines in between the two songs. But, or I thought there were spoken lines, but there weren't. And so I was waiting there, and Mimi and Roger were kissing for like a good like minute before I moved on.
That's a sign of a good actor. They wait for the music to come in. They listen to directions. Like, that's good.
This is my fault.
And I guess the last question to end our interview today is, what does Rent mean to you? I know it's a loaded question, but what does it mean to you?
Well, for me, I see it as appreciating every single moment in life for what it is and not taking anything for granted.
I think the way I look at Rent is looking at how important community is and friendship and valuing friendship and community above all else.
I see it as learning to live through and with the hard times. Like, several of the characters have AIDS, and they're living with that disease because once you have it, you're going to die with it. So I see it as living with the hardships that you face in life.
I also kind of see it as living with the bad times, through the troubled times, but as well as with liberty. Whatever holds you back or whatever you face, it shouldn't hold you back from actually living the way you want it to or anything that follows like that.
Anyone else want to add on to that?
And I see it as a beautiful experience for university students to show you exactly what they are capable of.
That's it. This concludes the student special hour. This is a cast of Rent in the studio. Please, please, please do watch their show. It's happening on March 5th, 6th, and 7th in the Vanier Ballroom. Tickets are $8. They go on sale the reading break right after we come back, which is this week, in the Vanier Commons block. Or you can also buy tickets at the door. Expect to be blown away by the talented, talented cast and all the effort that they've put in. Expect tears, expect happiness, expect laughter, expect awesomeness, okay? So please do go watch Rent, put on by these amazing, amazing students. And that's our show. Stay tuned next time for Isaac and the Bite Kitchen to come on. And now we have some commercials to end off our show. And this is CITR 101.9. You're listening to the Student Special Hour.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education. GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning.
East Hastings Pharmacy. Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the